I'm due. Supply.
Hey, Greg. Standing by. Over.
Hey there, Ben. How are you guys? Is your family doing well? Over.
Yeah, Roger. We're doing really good. We're into another week of teaching, but it's our first day here. But yeah, reflecting on last week and after a weekend, we're doing great. Over.
Okay, glad to hear that. And the Allen family too? Everybody healthy? Over.
Yep, everyone's doing well. Just the pace of things, I think we're all settling into that fine now, and it's not feeling as new anymore with our schedule. So yeah, I think we're doing good, and physically everyone's doing good as well. Over.
All right, glad to hear that. All right, well, just tell us a little bit about how this last week has gone and the teaching that y'all have done and the responses you've heard. Over.
Yeah, Roger, last week was really good. Probably our most demanding week in terms of concepts that we were trying to convey. Difficult ones like we talked about the creation of man and being the fact that man was made in God's image. And we really wanted the folks to understand that. So we're really happy to see illustrations working and review coming back clearly. I think where it really went well for, you know, man being peculiar was when we started talking about, you know, did God converse with the animals? Did he, have conversations with the dogs after they came back from the bush, or with the, you know, possums when they came down out of the trees? And of course that made everyone, you know, smile, and they enjoyed that kind of a thought, but it was very clear, no, that was definitely not what was going on. I think what was even more fun, though, for them was to talk a little bit about what they imagined might have been said between God and Adam as he came into existence and was taking in the world around him, and that was, so watching that happen made it very evident that they were understanding the difference and the peculiarity of man's existence in creation. Copy so far, over.
Oh yeah, loud and clear. You're talking about some of their feedback and what they imagined the conversation to be. What kind of stuff did they come up with, over?
Yeah, so they were just imagining, you know, first of all, that he would be really happy as he's looking around and looking at all this really great stuff. They kind of zeroed in on food a little bit, and they were imagining Adam having a lot of questions, and that prompted dialogue about, you know, what God would have been telling them about creation. So that was all really good to be able to have that, see that comprehension in their faces. And to hear that in review questions that God had set Adam apart. And another thing that we wanted to try and communicate, again, this, we knew it would be kind of tricky, but this concept of Adam having choice, having the freedom of choice. And we kind of illustrated Adam being standing at a crossroads with two options, a road going in either direction. And of course, this was after God had told Adam about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And at one point, we asked, after we covered that information, we asked some of the audience members if they wanted to come up, and I played Adam, the role of Adam, and we asked if they wanted to come up and give Adam advice about which road he should follow. Over.
Okay, I've never heard that done before. That sounds super interesting. Okay, so how did that go? Over.
Well, we were really excited when more of our older audience members jumped up and wanted to be involved. And so that was really positive, because, we're always wondering about how well the older ones are tracking. And so the couple of older guys that got up, man, they did a great job. You know, it was simple and straightforward. They basically said, look, don't go down that other road towards the tree. You'll just die. It's terrible. Don't go that way. So in that respect, it was very, very good and very clear they were understanding. Another one of the ladies who got up, she's really tracking, and she's extremely vocal, and she gave a really great description to Adam, an exhortation about, you know, not going down the bad road and only following the good road and staying with God. And that has really stuck with her since. And it was something that she said, I had not heard that before. This was new to her. and helping her understand Adam's situation. Another young guy got up, and he really didn't do a great job giving advice, but the cool thing about that was that the audience quickly helped him and pointed out, no, this is the right thing to say, and so, man, that really helped us feel like they were tracking really good, over.
Oh, nice. Sounds awesome. Okay, yeah, keep going.
So one other tricky one that we really wanted to make sure they got this, was just the idea of, you know, one of the definitions of death is that we were trying to communicate was that there was a break in the relationship with God. The relationship that Adam had would cease to be good. It's, you know, death isn't just physical life dying. And so we communicated that with the illustration of a branch. You know, first of all, Adam and God and their situation was really great, like a branch in a tree. And the branch pulls the strength from the tree, and its leaves and its buds and its fruit are growing really well. But if it gets broken off, then, of course, there's just nothing to do about that. And we really wanted to test that and make sure they understood that, you know, there's nothing that can mend that breach. And so, you know, we had a bunch of different options. You know, what if we put the branch in a bucket of water? Will it grow? If we stick it back on the tree and tie it with rope, will it stay? If we nail it and we use really good glue that you can get from, you know, a faraway country that works really well, will that help? And they were just adamantly saying, absolutely not. It will not yield fruit again. It will die. It's been cut off. So the real joy for that in our minds is that, you know, this is the first big foundation stone in that concept of hopeless and helpless. And that really, we feel like, is the one of the main things that's just not there in the Amdu mind yet. The fact that man is hopelessly and helplessly lost and needs a savior. And so we're really happy that really seems to be working very clearly in their minds. They are absolutely clear. That branch is as good as dead, no matter how green it looks right now. Over.
Oh, the super fundamental pillar right there. I'm so glad. That sounds really good. Over.
Yeah, so we're really happy with last week and getting those basics. You know, the ones that are just a little bit more cranial, these points, and we feel like they're in place and it's clear. And then this morning we got into the creation of Eve and, you know, the Amdu people just, you know, when it comes to the roles of men and women and the differences between men and women, there's just a lot going on there in their perspective that the story of Adam and Eve really, or the story of Eve coming into creation really obliterates. And we were really hopeful that story would be clear, and it was great. We felt like those key things really did get obliterated in terms of there's something we can point to and appeal to, at least in the conversation of the situation of Adam and the first woman. One of them being that, you know, Eve was in the image of God as well, meaning she was not short in her thinking. She's not inferior to Adam in his abilities fundamentally, and that God hired them, you know, technically speaking, hired both of them and gave them both together the job of being rulers of the earth and his creation. And so we feel again like that was a really clear message this morning. And so just delighted as we go into tomorrow, which is our first major review, that now all of the things that we really want to be locked in feel like they've been placed firmly, and we're just looking forward to like a big giant pop quiz tomorrow that we know our friends will really enjoy. Over.
I'm really good. What's the structure of this review session pop quiz that you're going to give them? Over.
Well, we're looking to put a few questions to them that are just a little bit higher level, questions that require them to go back and build on or appeal, you know, pull on the facts that they've been given. So, you know, what was God's situation like? Instead of just making them answer straightforward questions about God's name and the fact that he was, you know, all-powerful and those kinds of things, you know, asking a more complicated question, like, was God happy back when he was living by himself? And then asking him, well, why would you say that? Why would you say that God was happy? Was he happy like when a baby is nursed and the baby's happy? Or like when someone gets their Fortnite pay? was happy was got happy like that, and just really have them forced to work out their definition of, yes, God was happy, and here's why. You know, it's different from the idea of contentment that we sometimes operate by, over.
Right, right. No, it'll be really good. Okay, so you're going to do the review, which is then in preparation for launching into the fall, or what's the next step after the review?
Yeah, so basically that last, you know, that review will lead us right up to, it was just concentrating on how amazing it was at the beginning, and all of the basic relationships are in place. Then we'll do, you know, day 7, and talk about the uniquenesses of day 7 being blessed by God, and then we'll go into the fall of Lucifer, and then the fall of man and woman, and end the week that way. So, yeah, big turn happening, and but we're, again, just praising God for what we believe is good understanding as we're heading into this next turn. Over.
Oh, this will be another big week. So, yeah, any standout prayer requests? I think everybody knows how to be praying in general, but anything specific that we could be praying for?
Yeah, just praying for, you know, consistency with the ones that are consistently coming, just that they would continue to come consistently, that folks would make use of the recordings to be able to listen to the sessions afterwards. And, you know, for us, for energy and strength to be getting around the different house, the little hamlets, to be having those critical conversations with folks where you can really start to establish with individuals how they're particularly tracking as well. So just praying in that regard, and of course, you know, for folks that maybe are lingering or coming half of the time, that they would, you know, feel the weight of these messages and start coming more full-time, over.
Yeah, no kidding. I hope word will spread of how fresh and different and enlightening these things are, and that, yeah, you'll just see it start to swell. You might have to do some catching up for people that have missed some sessions, but okay, well, we'll definitely be praying for that. I just, man, can't tell you how much we're excited about what's going on there and how proud we are of your team there. Over.
Hey, thank you so much. Yes, we're so excited about being just in this place, being able to do it. It's refreshing each week, and honestly, each day as we get to the end of another lesson, feeling like we're putting another piece in place, and yeah, totally worth all of the effort, and thank you to so many who are praying. Really appreciate it, over.
Yeah, you guys take care in there, and yeah, sure love you. We'll look forward to talking again.
Thanks, Greg.